We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time for our weekly visit with the Director of Communications for the Trump campaign, Tim Murtaugh. Tim, good morning. How's it going today?
Going great, Gary. Good morning to you.
So what's the president been up to since we talked to you last week?
Well, there's a whole lot of winning. We had a rally in Minneapolis on Thursday of last week, and it was just tremendous. Minnesota is one of the states that where the president came really close to winning in 2016, and we think Minnesota is one of the ones we can put into his column in 2020. So made a special trip out there to rally his supporters, and it was a great success, I would say. And then on to Louisiana on Friday night, where he very successfully rallied Republicans and helped force a runoff in the Louisiana governor's race. That was actually a big victory, forcing the incumbent governor, John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, into a runoff in November now. And so that was the goal of that one, and mission accomplished. And in the midst of all that, announced that in a very, very important phase one of a deal with China on the trade front, which is something that the president's been working on now for almost 2 years, I guess. And a lot of his critics said, couldn't be done. You'll never get China to come to the negotiating table in the first place. And look, lo and behold, the president is achieving victories once again on behalf of the American people.
Okay, so Congress returns from yet another break today. So with all of the senators and congressmen back in and women, congresswomen back in town, you know that impeachment talk's only going to ramp up, right?
Well, this is something that the Democrats have been talking about since before the president took the oath of office. And in fact, during the president's rally the other night in Minneapolis, he pointed out that on the day of his inauguration, in fact, 19 minutes after he had said, so help me God, in taking the oath of office, 19 minutes into his presidency, the Washington Post published a story on their website talking about the path to impeaching Trump, or now the process of impeaching Trump begins. 19 minutes into his presidency is when the Washington Post started their campaign. So, of course, we'll hear more from the Democrats, but that's all we've been hearing for the last 3 years, right? First, it was the Russia hoax, and now they're on to this Ukraine thing. And the president has taken the unprecedented step of releasing the transcript of the phone call with another head of state, and there's nothing in it. The president did nothing wrong. And so Adam Schiff and the others on the Democrat side are left to manufacture things and prevent witnesses from being cross-examined and have them testify in secret. And in some cases, they want them to testify in writing so that they don't get asked any questions. So the whole thing is a sham, and I think the American people will see that.
We're talking to the Director of Communications for the Trump campaign, Tim Murtaugh. Tim, any concern at all about some blowback from the president's decision to withdraw from Syria and Turkey's invasion?
The president, first, he takes national security very seriously, and he takes America's role in the world very seriously. And he is also very serious about the fact that he does not intend for the United States to be involved in endless wars. It's something he campaigned on. It's what he's been talking about the entirety of the time that he's been president and commander in chief. And he also knows, and he says this repeatedly across a variety of different issues internationally, that it is time for other nations to step up and begin to bear their share of the burden. And so that's what the president's approach is here. And he also says he's keeping a very close eye on what goes on there. And if sanctions are needed, strong, very strong sanctions, then that's what he will impose. But I think all of this is in keeping with the way that the president has talked and actually acted as commander in chief throughout his presidency.
Tim, the Democrats have their next debate tomorrow night. I guess that's, in a way, a better ad for you guys than any commercial you could buy, right?
It is true. I mean, it's like 2 hours or however long these endless snooze fests are. It's really the best commercial that we could ever ask for. We're tempted to buy lots of TV time and just run it in a continuous loop. That's how good we think it is for President Trump. But I guess we'll see more of the same. You know, they all try to outdo each other with who can be the most anti-Trump. You know, no, I hate him more. No, I hate him more. No, look at me. I hate him more. And so it's all kind of silly. And I think, you know, the former front runner on the Democrat side, Joe Biden, has got to do something now to shake things up. And so he's, you know, he's calling for impeachment. No, I want to impeach him. No, I want to impeach him. And so, I mean, it's all silly. And they'll be lining up to see who can give out the most goodies, taxpayer funded goodies to all the Democrat supporters. So we'll see how it goes. But, you know, I feel like we've seen it a couple of times already. Thank goodness it's actually only one night this time again. So instead of being two nights of this torture.
Tim, what's on tap for the campaign this week?
This week we have another rally. We'll be going to the great state of Texas. We'll have a rally in Dallas. It'll be a great opportunity for people in Texas, which we know the president is going to carry again in a big way. But it's a way to celebrate the victories, and I think he'll be celebrating the good news on the China front, talking about his very strong support for our domestic energy sector, that is the oil, natural gas, and coal industries. In Texas, of course, oil is a huge, huge industry and employs hundreds of thousands of people and injects billions of dollars into the state economy. And on the Democrat side, they're all running against fossil fuels, saying they want to end the use of fossil fuels, and that means killing 10 million jobs nationally, and of course, driving everyone's energy bills through the roof. And so I think that's a clear contrast. The president will be sure to talk about that when he's at a rally in Dallas on Thursday night. And once again, I'll be there. You can follow all these antics, by the way, on my Twitter feed, which is at Tim Murtaugh. I invite people to follow me. Check out what the president is up to every day.
At Tim Murtaugh on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your time, as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate the opportunity, Gary, as always. Thank you.
Okay, that's the Trump campaign director of communications, Tim Murtaugh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.